You might want to remove your headphones because it's kind of loud.
Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
And this is Bill.
And today is Sunday, July 17th. We are here. We have a podcasting or a Foul Monkeys podcasting first, I believe, unless we have a historian that could tell us anything different. But. y'all, we have a special guest, or two special guests, actually, one audience member and one podcast visitor, that's, or podcasting listener, visitor, whatever it's called. I just fucked it up. So, we're going to have him say hello, and then we'll wait a few seconds, and then see if people can guess who it is, and then we'll say his name. So, you ready? Go ahead.
Hi, y'all.
Y'all, that's Joe in Dallas. He's here in Chicago visiting us, or not visiting us, but he's visiting Chicago and doing all the touristy stuff, and he stopped by to say hi to us.
And I wanted to thank Mr. Ricky for having me over and inviting us out, and say assalamu alaikum to my soul brother, James LeRoy.
Word.
Is he everything you imagined?
Absolutely. From the all pro that, right on down to
that 300 and musk and that 350 pound body. It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
I got some musk and cocoa butter.
Hi, Joe.
And we're done.
That's our show. Thanks for listening.
That's why we don't talk about people if we know they're going to be here.
Damn it.
But so, you can't smell it through the
clothes.
Obsession.
Oh no, you mean the CK1 and baby powder. Wait, what
baby
did you say?
Powder and
baby powder and CK1.
Cloud of.
Which is funny because I wore a big old thing of CK1 when we went to the 90s party.
Yeah, you did.
When I first moved here.
Did you ever see those pictures?
No.
I don't think I posted them, and I don't think they're appropriate.
They're funny.
Not the ones with me shirtless, please.
We could do that at dinner, and you know, like,
no, I'll just
when the rest
on.
Of our listeners, you know, can know what we're right. talking about.
No,
because there's some special things that we don't share, and we'll be doing that at dinner.
Mm-hmm.
That we don't share with the listeners, but okay. We'll share with you because you're special.
There's very few things you don't share with the listeners.
There's a few things I don't share. There we are.
There it is. It's a good time. those are the Donger shorts.
Yeah, those are really Donger shorts.
I am now unable to unsee that picture.
It's awesome.
Is it because it's so hot?
My 350 pound body was wearing
right.
those Donger shorts.
Those runner shorts that come up like
awesome.
Wow. What level of the thigh is that?
That's your hip bone.
Wasn't there a point in that night where your shirt was off and you were just getting your picture taken in your overalls?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I know. And that was with you. You were like yeah. pulling on the
And you were
overalls.
Pulling on my... Yeah, I had on bib overalls and tie-dye shirt.
Isn't there always a point in a party when Ricky's shirt comes off?
No, there is not. Mm-hmm. Well...
There was a point in someone's party then.
Oh, right.
Not to Bill.
So how have you enjoyed this great city this week?
Chicago has been awesome. We've had a fantastic time getting to see the city, getting to do all the fun things in the city. Just, I mean, we pretty much hit the ground running as soon as we got here. After we got over the whole idea that, you know, I was going to get mugged or raped or
right.
whatever.
don't go to the numbered streets.
No numbered streets. And you're fine.
No, you don't understand. Everything in all of the tour books, everything from the people that have lived here has said, you know, watch yourself. You're going to get mugged. You're going to get shanked. You're going to get everything else. And it was like, it's not any worse than New York.
No.
Speaking of that, there was another stabbing in Boys Town last night.
Shut up.
At the Belmont stop.
Who was it you that posted? Somebody posted the video.
They posted that's the link to the video. That's the guy from last week that got stabbed, or 2 weeks ago.
On Twitter. Somebody,
yeah, I sent
no, that.
That
was you. That was Joe. Yeah. He sent that
But
link.
That was an older one. This is
no,
a new
I understand.
One. Oh, okay.
Because I was trying to figure out.
I haven't
out.
Seen it.
It's crazy. You don't really see the stabbing or anything, but all you see is it's this group of people fighting.
Well, that weekend was Black Pride for that weekend. So I...
Brothers.
What are you trying to say?
Okay. No, I'm just saying I'm just saying that the article was stating that it was like a group of black people that were celebrating Black Pride.
Rude.
So the 2 weeks before that, what was that about?
No, not the one last night. The one that you're talking about. It was that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So last night.
Last night it was just random. Like, I'm going to stab you.
Random.
You're wearing my shirt. You're wearing the same shirt as I am.
Stab.
And see, that's the thing. In Dallas, we do have the folks that... And we have our gayborhood and in the little city block right behind all the bars and everything. It's the areas that you don't wander around while you're out and about. Because, you know, at 2-3 o'clock in the morning, they know that you're drunk. They know that you're a little bit wasted and you might very well be easy pickings. But
I think it's a smart for
I'm kind of insulted because I have been way out at like 4 o'clock in the morning. And no one even talks to me.
Okay, first of all, that's because normally they see you pissing on a trash can
in front of 7-Eleven.
And they think that you're a homeless person.
Or vomiting your soul out.
Garcia's. We were there last night.
We were there last night.
Celebrating George Clooney's birthday.
Oh, George. He's so cute.
Jorge.
But yeah, it's not been anything like what we were warned about. And again, Jack said that basically, you know, it's because I'm me and, you know, they're not going to mess with the 6 foot tall
black guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it's just like you're in any city, though. You have to be smart, you know, and you don't go to dark corners at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
You know, take cabs. And I mean, I've had my beard raped by a homeless person.
I took a cab last night.
One of the things that they.
I was so excited. I took one.
It's because you were coming home to ass.
No, he was bringing ass to the home.
No, it was on its way in another cab. Mm.
Did you call Grubhub?
Good one, James. You're so smart.
No, one of the things that we're trained for with fair housing rules with renting apartments is that we can't talk about safety. Like, that's something that is, you can't say, oh, yeah, this is a safe neighborhood because
you'll get stabbed, like, right in front of Macy's.
You could.
No,
they don't care. You could get shot in Nebraska.
Well, insert. I would hope that I would get shot if I'm in Nebraska.
Nebraska number one.
Thank you. I need my
you
want to
tally?
We got
a shot game going on.
Bingo card.
There you go. You need to create an iPhone
app. That
would be
fine.
Foul Monkeys Bingo.
That would be fine.
We could do that. And create it and then have it so you could download it. And every time we talk about something, then...
Like, it'll always be a set amount of words.
Yeah.
Or there could be, like, situations where we start talking about something and we never finish it. Which is, someone would always win bingo. We'd have to call that one like blackout because it's like all the time.
No offense. The architecture tour and floated past the corn cobs and it was like James LeRoy.
That's how I do.
So you went down to Navy Pier, right?
Yeah. Day one was Navy Pier and the
right by my work.
The Shed Museum or Shed Aquarium.
Oh, okay. So did you guys get to see the fireworks on Wednesday or last night?
No. We started to go down there, but it's 5 miles a walk in. No.
That is a long walk.
I walk 5 miles every day.
No.
I do have a friend that went to Tanzania. I just read his blog. He's like, I live 2.5 miles away from work and I have to walk. I'm like, damn. And he only works 4-hour days. I'm like,
Oh, no. Does he get paid a bunch?
No, he's volunteering pretty much.
Yeah.
I'll talk about that later. Okay. It's actually really cool.
Because then you can finish a whole
yeah.
thought.
Let's finish this conversation.
Okay. Yeah. No, I mean, we've been walking pretty much anywhere and everywhere, so we're doing averaging about 2 to 5 miles a day, and that's nothing compared to apparently all of the joggers that are on
with their dongers.
It's not even that.
Have you seen the joggers down by the lake? Did you walk from the Shedd Aquarium to the pier? Because that is Donger Shore Central.
Okay, I think day 3 or 4 we hit the Nature Museum up just north of Lincoln Park Zoo. And we said, well, okay, we're close enough. We'll walk back to the aquarium or whatever.
I'm seeing if I'm sweating.
Is it that hot?
Yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. He's like, duh. Sorry, go ahead.
Rude. I was waiting for him to start hitting on me while we were here. So.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Jack.
Is it getting hot in here?
And scored that point there. We walked from the Nature Museum along the beachfront, and I'm stupid. I really wasn't thinking that there was a beach here.
That's not a beach. That's land with rocks on it.
That day it was. It was.
Dude, I think someone's taking a piss.
Sorry.
Let the poor man finish his conversation.
That'd be the box wine. And it was beautiful in every conceivable way. It was like, really? Really, I hate everything going up and down this beach because you all are half naked and running and looking all
hot,
fit and
hot shit, corn fed.
Shit. So that said, it was a very long, leisurely walk along the beach. Front.
Very long.
So really, all the Chunky Boys just really want to know is how was your culinary adventure in Chicago?
Because
even if you don't go to any museum, the food in Chicago is pretty good.
Day 2 was food tour. And if you haven't taken the food tour...
I didn't even know there was
one. Did you guys come by here? In Bucktown? Did you come to Bucktown?
No.
I usually see them, but...
Well, I don't know how close we would have come.
I think there's a couple food tours.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
the one we took was through Food Planet or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it starts at Ashkenaz Delicatessen, it hits about 7 stops, and you go through the neighborhoods. And God, we had a Reuben at the Ashkenaz.
I hate sauerkraut.
You have no idea.
I hate sauerkraut. It's disgusting.
I am so not on the sauerkraut bandwagon. Uh-huh. That sandwich
was good.
It's good.
Yeah, but those real delicatessens, though, I mean, they make that stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't like sauerkraut, but I do think that homemade sauerkraut and places like that taste better. Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah. And we're trying to avoid all of the, like, chain restaurants and stuff while
it's
we're
easy
here.
To do here. I mean, to avoid.
There's not a lot of chain restaurants in the city.
That's true. I mean, it's...
Except for, like, fast food chain restaurants.
Okay. Yeah, like Chipotle.
You are the home of Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, yes. There is one on every corner. Yeah.
And the company for world domination, Starbucks, is right beside it.
Right.
It's like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
It's home. But
did you get to go to an Argo Tea? Did you go to that?
You should check our Argo
Tea. Argo Tea is pretty cool.
Yeah.
No.
They're in the city.
There's
I've only seen one or two, though. I don't think that's that special in Chicago.
I think they're good. Well, I think it started here in Chicago. It's not very far out.
They have one in the Mall of America.
Mm-hmm. Well, what don't they have in the Mall of America?
Yeah.
True.
Or they have a roller coaster.
They have a couple.
Oh.
Correction.
You just got learned. I just got taught.
But no, get hot dogs that aren't nuclear. right outside.
There's the one that's just up the street here.
The Vienna place.
The Vienna's one.
That's where they actually make them up here, the hot dogs. And they have a cafeteria, like the employee cafeteria, it's open to the public too.
Okay.
So you can go have hot dogs and stuff.
Okay, because right outside of the Shedd Aquarium, there's a little stand, and we're like, well, okay, we'll get some food. We're starving to death. Get a hot dog and start and reach for it. And okay, relish is supposed to be green. I get that.
It's like nuclear green.
It glowed and it was like food coloring green. Like,
I will have to admit, you're not going to find it any other way. No. Not even not at, like, not even at the old school like Byron's hot dog, like a Chicago staple. It's still going to be
or Chubby color. Wieners
or Chubby Wieners.
That's another good one in Lincoln Square.
Or the
Square.
Wiener Circle.
What about
that one's good?
America's hot dogs.
Oh, wait, isn't America's hot dogs like the new posh type?
No idea. I've never
heard of a hot dog from every city.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I have to check that out.
Yeah, because I think I remember them having like a lot of special hot dogs at the American hot dog. No, but the Chicago hot dog is not bad.
I don't like it.
We had some.
I don't like it with the tomato and the pickle on it and all that shit.
What tomato? Pickle. That was a red bell pepper.
What? They put different shit on them on different places.
Yeah, it was like...
No, not the Chicago style. The Chicago style has a very specific list topping, and it has to be a poppy seed
bun. It's hot pepper, right? Hot pepper, mustard.
A whole dill pickle.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And there's lettuce or something? Tomato? No, something's green on it.
It's the relish.
Relish.
The relish.
The peppers.
The green, the pickle, peppers, mustard.
Onion?
There's onion.
It's basically a salad. Yeah, thrown like on top with onions and other random
taking it through the garden.
I went to the one night after the bar at Big Chicks. There's some 24-hour hot dog place, and I was like, y'all got chili? And they're like, no,
that would be the Dallas dog.
Yeah,
that's how I always eat a hot dog.
Or that's how they do it in Detroit, the Coney Island.
Chili, slaw, ketchup, mustard, cheese.
Yeah, the Chicago, I guess, motto is. Really, ketchup never belongs on a hot dog.
Yeah, and that's crazy.
Yeah, that's rude.
I'm a mustard and onion kind of guy.
I like
or
that
nacho
too.
Cheese at a baseball game. Mm. That's how I like my hot dogs.
Ooh, today at the aquarium. Sorry, not the aquarium. We went to the Field Museum. Corner Bakery. Their French toast will make you a believer. Oh my god, it's brioche, brioche with all kinds of just. Yummy sugar goodness.
That sounds good.
Bacon and stuff.
I haven't eaten there.
Yeah, the next time you come to town, we'll have to give you a list of all the food places you need to go.
Yeah, there's a. Well, I like the Picking Up Cafe. It's good. Yeah, did y'all go to a deep dish place?
Nope.
No?
Nope. We.
No Chicago stuffed pizza?
We were thinking we were going today.
Oh. Because we did say that we were.
Another day.
But Peace Pizza isn't deep dish. Because we were thinking about
going
taking them to Peace. No, we're not.
That's too noisy.
Yeah.
It's loud, but it's not deep dish.
That's
it's thin crust.
We have another day and we're coming back. So it doesn't matter.
You should definitely check out a deep dish place.
We had a deep dish pizza at the food tour, but the problem was it was deep dish. Well, it was a stuffed pizza.
It's a Chicago stuffed.
A Chicago stuffed is what is the actual name for the Chicago deep dish pizza that everyone wants.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what would you normally have in a
it's like an stuffed cheese.
Cheese
I normally
sauce.
Get it. I normally like it with a pepperoni and sausage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Same. No, this one was spinach and... And it was decent, but...
That's not real.
The
pizza.
Sauce is always on top on these. Mm-hmm. Cheese on the bottom. Or toppings on the bottom, then cheese. Mm-hmm. Then
yeah, no, there was no. The cheese was all the way through it, and it was it was heaven.
I don't think I'd like that. With
you get
the spinach.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, I love pizza with spinach sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But just spinach?
That's all it was.
No, there'd be other stuff in it. Yeah.
Yeah. No,
this was just cheese and spinach.
Cheese and spinach, and
where was the red sauce on it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess if you had some feta in there, it'd be like Chicago spanakopita. Oh,
I don't know
like
what that means.
You don't know what spanakopita is?
Threw
no.
Out.
Yes.
What is it?
It's like it's a spinach cheese pie, Greek. Like phyllo dough.
Oh, it's like a spinach. Okay, I know what that is. I've had it.
Spanakopita. Well,
I didn't know that's what it's called.
See.
You were getting ready to burp, and Joe's like, uh-oh. I'm going back up.
I had a warning.
I know that face.
It's like if it was coming from the other direction, it would have been like, oh my god.
Are you
god.
Watching that video again?
No, I'm not watching that video again. Did we get any other submissions this week? There might be
no, I didn't get anything.
I think they were probably too disgusted by your vomiting to want to send us any more links.
It was gross.
Oh, yeah, and that's all your fault, too.
So blame him now.
Okay, really... The caveat was send something that would make Ricky like freak out when he
reaction
the link.
It was brilliant.
Oh yeah,
I was already
pulling it up. I was pulling it up over here on my laptop. Like,
I was not even. As soon as I saw the name of the link, I said, "I'm not interested." And I'm like, oh my God, ew. And click.
We didn't even watch the whole thing.
Click.
Yeah.
Click,
that was
copy,
that was gross.
And send, and that was all I needed. It was like that.
And
not
I'm
even
done.
Gonna go there. Is
jiggle it.
No, he got it all over the mic cord.
Oh, rude.
Ricky is trying to pour James some.
I'm not pouring.
Oh, so by the way, we are drinking Red Sangria. It's
yes.
The Target brand,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
It is brought to you by
is it box
Paul.
Wine?
Yes, we had two winners to the last show, if you guys remember. Do you need some, Bill?
Bill?
Sure.
Let's top him off.
Oh, I forgot.
I'm from McAdoo's class.
I forgot that this... The one that you guys
yeah.
purchased was actually purchased by a listener.
Yes. So we had two winners of our contest, of our Leave in the Reviews contest. I'm sorry, Joe. You are not a winner.
Okay.
You are a winner today, though.
Your name was in there like
I'm
14
here.
Times. Yeah, you're doing what
no,
other people
no,
wish
he,
they could.
He won the in-studio recording.
Yes. Which, I
that was a secret prize.
Yeah, that was the secret prize that we didn't tell anybody about. So it was Paul who won the $10 and then Moose won the $25.
Correct.
So Paul emailed us and said, thanks for drawing my name in your pay to listen contest. Please proceed to the nearest liquor store and buy a bottle of wine for you guys to enjoy while Piccadilly this week. I think maybe that's not supposed to say that because it was on his iPhone.
No, Piccadilly. He's just talking Southern to you.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's capitalized. Oh, it's like the restaurant. Maybe that's why it's capitalized. Piccadilly. Have you ever been to one of those?
No.
It's nasty. Don't. Love you guys and enjoy. Paul.
So thank you,
Paul. So thank you, Paul. We are enjoying it. And I emailed him back. I just want to let you know that you are, putting us into alcoholism and you're going to have to pay for our programs when we have
right.
to get out of that. So then Moose, who won the contest, Moose in North Carolina. Do you want to read the email or you want me to read it?
Go ahead and read it. I actually
okay.
don't have it right now.
It says, hi, Ricky. Yeah, I'm thrilled to win the contest. I've been a listener for a very long time. Regarding the prize, I love animals, especially rabbits. Would you mind sending my prize to your local House Rabbit Society office? They are located at... Here's the link for more information. You can even write it off on your taxes. Thanks so much, Steve. I was like, oh, I kind of teared up when I read that. I was like, animals.
Animals.
So his $25 donation will be going into this House Rabbit Society of Chicago, donated into by his name. So we'll be sending that out soon.
Thanks, Moose.
Awesome.
So thank you very much for listening. You guys can always send us a review, no matter if we're having a contest or not. But apparently for people to leave us a review, we have to have a fucking contest.
We have to pay you.
Or make puking sounds and
or
you
make
four stars.
Yeah, right.
Just have to remind us. Sometimes we're just lemmings. And
we're sensitive.
We just want to sit there and listen to stuff. And
you can
laugh.
Talk about coming on people's face all day long, but as soon as someone eats shit, ew, gross.
No. I think you're misunderstanding the complaint, Ricky.
Oh, no, I know that complaint. I'm talking about the people on Twitter
that
were complaining about the noise, the sounds.
Yeah.
So,
because the sounds were gross.
By the way, it's okay. I kind of agree with that, but at the same time,
I have to say is it's Joe's fault.
It's a first, and we learn from the first.
It's a first, and it'll probably not be the last.
And so next time, you'll have to edit in a little, like, warning.
I will
warning.
Send
vomit sounds ahead.
Kittens. I will send videos of little kittens
only,
playing or chasing Roombas.
If they only get eaten by pygmies
right
at the end of the video, those are the only kittens.
So
Candy.
We had a review left. It was new and improved. 4 stars. Obviously not improved that much.
What?
And I don't know if this is his real name or if it's short for something, but I'm thinking it's either Chode or Chod. And I don't know which one it is. We all know what Chode is. But
yes.
Says this show has improved so much over the past year. They are funny, sexy, blunt, and all good things to have in a man and a podcast.
Oh.
Thanks. Now if they can only open and close topics in an orderly fashion.
Rude.
Rude. No, that's a goal.
Which we will not ever reach.
We'll see.
You got a producer.
Now that you keep having me on the show.
You got Bill.
Everybody loves Bill.
I know.
They are Nessa is so excited to be around Bill. She cannot wait.
So since it's my job, speaking of finishing conversations, I'm going to talk about your Tanzanian friend now.
Sure. So my friend, one of my really good friends from high school, is actually in Tanzania, Africa now, and he is helping out with disabled children.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty much there just kind of like teach them little things like reading
and their numbers.
That's really it. And there is this, he actually created a blog. He's not really good about doing stuff like this, so I'm actually kind of impressed that he is doing this. But he is creating a blog about his experience and his time there.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the blog entries actually nearly made me cry. It was is very touching, and it was talking about how he was talking about the program that he's in, and he's basically where it's like how in Africa, or specifically in Tanzania right there, that if if a kid comes comes into the world and he has an obvious disability, then the father usually bails because it's like, I don't want to take care of this kid. The woman's tainted, blah, 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 blah. And so he bails. She's forced to have three choices, pretty much. Either trying to raise him, take care of himself, give him up to an orphanage, or let him die somewhere. You know, and so he's pretty much helping those that are willing to get help and everything. And it's not government supported. It's all by donation and everything. So he's there pretty much just there with, 5 to 10 kids with him, and just teaching him how to, read numbers and everything like that. And he was talking about how it's so touching because you can see sometimes when that kid gets it and it's like, oh my God, I know what an A looks like. I know what, and he's just like, every day I've cried. And I was like,
So is he teaching them in English or is he teaching them in their language?
I'm sure it's English because he's not degreed in stuff like that.
Okay.
The thing I find interesting about this program, at least from when the email that he said, is that there's about 5 kids to every 2 caretakers. And they're not all disabled. Well, first of all, none of these kids have ever seen a doctor, so no one actually knows
what's wrong with them.
But they also have a couple of those kids are also non-disabled because they're also trying to change the attitude of the normal Tanzanian person to not look down on to change the stigma that there is for the disabled Tanzanian people. Because they also said that you never see disabled adults because they're either A, never make it, or they're all hidden away. So they have small children that are growing up with them in the school so that they can learn not to make fun of them, not to laugh on them, laugh at them, so that then they can continue to spread that in the normal community.
It's really there. Like he's going through his church and everything, and I mean it honestly is really there too.
I could not do that because I would be crying every day in my life.
When I read that blog entry, I was at work and I was reading and I was almost crying. Like I was touched, and I'm so glad and so happy that he's doing something like this. And it's really cool.
All Lutherans.
Yes.
From Nebraska.
From Nebraska, actually. Yes, he is from Nebraska.
So Joe has more show notes, right? Do you have something else you want to share?
Well, sure. But first, let me ask, did you all go see the Harry Potter movie?
No.
He hasn't even seen it.
I haven't seen it.
He hasn't seen part one yet.
We're not going until
it dies down?
No. Well, until we get back to Dallas.
Yes, it's cheaper.
We're on vacation.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's cheaper.
And this weekend, every line at the IMAX theater was sold out. Every movie was sold out. And it was like noon the entire day, Friday, and into Saturday. It was sold out.
Crazy. This movie theater that's right over here on Western.
Yeah.
There was a line from the front door all the way along the side to the end of the block, jumped over across where the highway comes along.
Yeah.
Through there. People were across the block. And almost finished the other complete block.
This is why Bill, for these type of movies pays the $20 for the assigned seat VIP no children balcony theater at
the box of wine.
I'm telling you, when I lived in Minnesota, I would go to the Mall of America to the VIP theater, and I would sit there and watch the Twilight movies the day they came out with a bunch of housewives at 2 o'clock in the afternoon with a bottle of Riesling, and it was the best way to watch those movies.
Can you take your own alcohol into the the one that's down here?
No, they have a bar and service.
The Icon Theater, I know, it's probably like $15.
You can take it in your bag.
Good luck.
How are they gonna know? Once you buy a cup there, they're not gonna know that you're not refilling it.
Well, true. They usually check bags though, in some places.
Oh.
Chicago usually is pretty lax on that though.
In Dallas, is there a lot of bring your own booze to the restaurants there? Because here it's almost every restaurant.
Well, it's because of liquor licenses. Uh-huh.
Yeah, no. We have really solid wet and dry areas in town. Yeah.
God, that sucks.
Yeah. Rude. Our neighborhood just became a wet area where beer and wine could be sold.
See, that's fascinating that it's not a city thing, that it's actually a neighborhood or sectional thing.
Well, that's because when do not want the people of those neighborhoods to. I mean, they figure, you know, alcohol equals crime equals bringing the cost of living and everything else in.
Just like gay marriage equalizes bestiality.
Yes.
Just saying.
So you can fuck animals in the neighborhood next to him.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
But not in this.
Can you buy booze on Sundays?
Yeah.
The neighborhood I used to live in up north a little bit more, the CVS there doesn't sell alcohol. I was telling you, Bill, about this a while ago when we were
I was up there.
Yeah, when you visited me the first time. The CVS doesn't sell alcohol because it's a dry neighborhood.
And neither is the Walgreens on the other side.
Yeah. You have to go down to Dominick's, which is another block.
See, I grew up in Indiana, and we couldn't buy alcohol on Sundays, but then...
You can't do that in Virginia either.
But everywhere had hard liquor and beer. Stupid. All the stores.
Stupid Virginia.
Stupid.
Yeah. Denver, you couldn't either, and they had the whole blue law thing for all the stores being closed on Sunday, but...
Oh, that's weird. They still do that?
Oh, in Indiana, yeah. You can't buy...
No, I mean, the stores are closed on Sunday?
What kind? We're talking about liquor stores or stores?
All stores.
Oh.
Like Walmart and all that shit?
Like, department stores are closed on Sunday.
Oh my God, what is this, Germany?
Did you know that?
No.
I don't know if that's still the case.
It used to be that way in Virginia when I was younger. All the stores were closed on Sundays.
Here's another weird one of those. In Minneapolis, it is illegal for a car to be sold on Sunday. So all car lots are sold on Sunday. Are closed on Sunday.
That's weird.
Yeah.
And that's in Minnesota?
Yeah. Their liquor laws are weird up there, too.
I heard that in Nebraska, you're not allowed to eat corn on Sunday.
No, that's not true. They're the corn huskers. Come on now. They eat corn in every meal.
That's not true.
Now it's time to hear what you have to...
Well, hi. Don't you have a call?
Yeah, but it's... Or when we edit this, we have to edit the person's telephone number out because they say it. I don't know who the hell this is.
What the
Yeah. Huh?
Say to the Fell Monkeys. Leave a voicemail anytime at area code 206-984-3685. That's 206-984-3685.
Okay, this is one of the most awkward phone calls I have ever had. It makes me uncomfortable to even play it, but, you know, we share everything. Okay, here we go.
Hey, I don't know if you do this, but I was wondering if you want to call me sometime with pictures and stuff, and my number is... I'll grab my number.
Oh. There's a follow-up call.
Okay. Are you a listener caller? And whose picture do you want?
This is... I just called you. I'm sorry. I forgot my number. But if you want to text me or call me sometime, we can chat and stuff. My number is... Please call me. I'd like to see your dick or something.
Hey, he's mine.
He sounds like a baby, but...
I know.
I was going to say, you're going to need to check ID.
I know. He's from Florida. He's from the 407 area.
I kind of want to give him a hug, but he needs some positive gay role models.
He does.
Poor thing.
He needs a non...
I want to know who he is.
...uncle to help him.
I'm thinking about text messaging from that number, from the Foul Monkeys number, so he won't have my actual number.
By the way, I'll edit his name and the number out.
Yeah, that's fine. But... You probably don't have to edit. Well, yeah, you should.
I'm going.
For his name, do dinosaur. And for numbers, do like the keypad. Cricket. The keypad for phone. All right, so we're good?
Yeah.
We need to quit and
stop and
do another part two?
It's part dos.
Okay. Well, Joe didn't get to talk a lot, but...
Yes, you have more did.
Oh. I'm sorry. Were
Excuse
we?
Me.
Rude. He talked enough.
I'm kidding.
James.
There can only be one black person here. There can only be... Shut up.
That was for Ricky.
There can only be one black person here. Sorry. It's a Chicago code. I don't know if you know that.
Uh-huh.
I will cut you.
You're a guest here. So
I think you should just be quiet. Right.
I think you should, because I'm not trying to get murdered up in her, okay?
Right? He's going to get taken pound, care of this 350-pound guy.
Mm.
Shame.
That's funny.
Not make me take my earrings off.
Give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text message or call 863-666-0377.
You can also email us at jamesroyfm@gmail.com or foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
And take a look at our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com.
Also, follow us on our Twitter, FoulMonkeys or JamesRoyFM. Mm-hmm. And you can also check us out on our Facebook fan page and like us.
Yes. And also, we started our Google Plus. I started a Google Plus account, so you guys can check me out there. I think I may stop Facebook.
Well, go with Google Plus. Not yet.
Really?
I think I might.
This is a conversation for the next show.
To be continued.
So, I guess that's it.
That's it.
This is episode 371. Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
And
thanks to our special guest.
Right? Yes, thank you to our special guest.
Thank you.
Yay.
Bye. I think you need to say more than that. Thank you, Almighty Ricky, for allowing me to be on your show.
Whoa, what about James?
Ricky.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
Bill always gets the...
Yeah, baloney. That'll be tough on part two.
Wrap this up, and then we can give Mr. Ricky hell.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
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 It's because you were coming home to ass.
No, he was bringing ass to the home.
No, it was on its way in another cab.
Did you call Grubhub?